What if the very thing you've been fighting, that constant mental chatter, the endless loop of worries and doubts, could become your greatest asset? When 10,000 people were surveyed, 99.5% admitted to struggling with overthinking. That's not a coincidence. It's a shared human condition. But here's the revelation. Overthinking isn't the problem. The content of your overthinking is. Your brain runs soundtracks all day long. Automatic thoughts that narrate your life. The question isn't whether you'll hear them, but whether they'll lift you up or drag you down. Some soundtracks propel you forward, others keep you stuck in place, replaying the same fears and limitations on an endless loop. The difference between those who thrive and those who spiral often comes down to one skill: learning to retire broken soundtracks and replace them with better ones. Here's an uncomfortable truth. Your brain is not a reliable narrator. It employs three sneaky tactics that fuel overthinking: memory distortion, trauma confusion, and confirmation bias. Consider journalist Brian Williams, who confidently recalled being in a helicopter under attack in Iraq. Except he wasn't. He was in a different aircraft entirely. This wasn't a lie. His brain had genuinely rewritten the memory over time. Memory accuracy drops 60% over time, yet confidence in those memories often increases. We become more certain of things that never happened. Your brain processes emotional pain like physical injury, releasing the same opioids during rejection as it would for a scraped knee. It can't distinguish between real and perceived threats, which is why imagining a conversation going badly can feel devastating before it even occurs. Confirmation bias reinforces these distortions. Once you believe, "I'm bad at public speaking," your brain searches only for supporting evidence, remembering every stumble while forgetting successes. The hope? Neuroplasticity means you can rewire these patterns. If you can worry, you can wonder. If you can doubt, you can dominate. Colleen Berry proved this by shifting from "I'm just a receptionist" to "I deliver exceptional customer service." That mental shift changed her trajectory. She eventually became a CEO. Words shape reality. NYU scientists found students exposed to words about old age walked slower afterward. The ideomotor effect in action. Thoughts influence actions. Actions reinforce thoughts. To evaluate your soundtracks, ask three questions. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it kind? Start with truth. Cody the magician believed he couldn't charge clients until he became the world's best, an impossible standard keeping him broke. Sal's team saved $14 million after realizing their limiting belief about organizational rules was false. But truth alone isn't enough. That's where helpfulness comes in. Aaron, an architect, replayed conversations for days instead of addressing issues directly. Her soundtrack masqueraded as analysis when it was really obsession. Was it helpful? No. Finally, kindness. When 10,000 people were surveyed about overthinking, 73% felt inadequate and 52% felt drained from listening to unkind soundtracks on repeat. Dr. John Kabat-Zinn's research shows paying attention non-judgmentally reduces stress and improves immune function. Simple test. If you wouldn't say something repeatedly to a friend, don't say it to yourself. Forget finding a magic switch to silence negative thoughts. Treat it like a dial. Turn down the volume when life cranks it up. This removes the pressure of perfectionism that blames you when the switch fails. You have two choices. Perfectly control your environment so nothing triggers negativity, impossible, or learn to turn down the volume when it gets loud, doable. The best techniques are easy, accessible, physical, screen-free, and versatile. Five stand out: running or exercise that floods your brain with endorphins, building Lego sets for peaceful, visible progress, making lists to clarify chaos, completing minor tasks with massive payoff like putting away laundry, and talking with friends. That last one is particularly powerful. When you share a broken soundtrack with a friend, two things happen. They immediately see through it and tell you it's not true, and they share one of their own. This mutual honesty creates genuine connection and reminds us we're not alone in our overthinking. The question isn't whether you'll hear a soundtrack today, but whether you'll choose it or let your feelings pick it for you. We often wake up with unprovoked stress that persists regardless of circumstances. After landing a massive client deal, the next day's soundtrack was still stress. Sure, you got the deal, but what if you can't deliver? Feelings make terrible DJs. When asked what soundtracks they'd prefer, most people draw a blank. The solution? Borrow from others. Dorothy Parker's creativity is a wild mind and a disciplined eye has been a daily companion for 15 years. The wild mind collects ideas. The disciplined eye connects them. Kanye West's My Life is Dope and I Do Dope Stuff felt strange initially but led to a profound discovery, gratitude. You can't feel grateful without acknowledging something is good, which broken soundtracks actively prevent. 5 borrowed soundtracks. People are trying to give me money. Shifts meeting mindsets. I'll feel awesome after. Motivates through difficult tasks. Spare change adds up. Encourages small efforts. Pick ROI, not ego. Prioritizes valuable feedback. And pivot, don't panic. Focuses on adaptation over fear. In 2017, despite believing I can be a public speaker and an author, no writing happened for a year. Overthinking led to inaction. Soundtracks like You Don't Have a Good Idea Yet and You've Written 6 Books, You Have Nothing Left to Say created paralysis. After 18 months, a simple new soundtrack emerged. Writers Write. For 3 months, writing happened at a coffee shop whenever possible, producing 50,000 words of a terrible book, but the creative block was broken. To write something marketable required another soundtrack, light and easy. Writing didn't have to be torturous. Difficult people teach us we need better soundtracks about them too. Karen is the worst isn't helpful. Pull that thread. Maybe it's really she only reaches out when she needs something, revealing discomfort with boundaries. Or she's unqualified for her job, masking envy of her confidence. After 15 years in corporate marketing, starting a business meant the broken soundtrack. If I keep pushing my business, people will be angry at me, feeling like a sleazy salesperson. But there's never anger when someone sells something needed, like REI gear or Lego catalogs. The new soundtrack became, I'm somebody's Lego. The realization hit, the worst boss wasn't some external tyrant, it was internal. Working for yourself turns miserable when broken soundtracks like You've Gotta Get Ahead dominate. The fix? Ask, what would the best boss do right now? Often, go home to your family. When facing change, watch for absolutes. Everything, nothing, forever. They signal overthinking. Replace criticism with curiosity. Swap, that will never work here, with, I wonder how that could work here. A study with 10,000 participants tested a new anthem, 10 positive declarations repeated over 30 days. Those repeating affirmations at least 20 times were 250% more likely to reduce overthinking and worked 9 more productive days monthly, potentially 108 extra days yearly. They completed 78% more goals and were 400% more likely to reach them. Symbols powerfully drive action. After failing to break a phone while driving habit, $200 in dollar coins were used, moving one coin to a mason jar after each successful drive. 3 months later, the habit was broken. When Priscilla Hammond struggled with her dissertation, she wrote Dr. Hammond on finish line tape at her desk, reinforcing, I persevere, I finish dissertations. 2 years later, she earned her degree. For soundtracks to stick, symbols must be simple, personal, and visible. The relentless voice in your head isn't your enemy, it's your greatest resource, waiting to be redirected.